Hi, this is Mara Claire Spring, and I'm explaining to you how to do shamanic fire ceremony. You will need to get some materials together. You'll need Epsom salt, a fireproof container, like a small tin or a bowl that is fireproof, a trivet or something heat resistant to put it on. Alcohol, you'll need 90% alcohol, not the 70%, but the 90 or 91 or 93% alcohol. The percentages vary depending on the store you're buying it from. And it's right next to the 70% alcohol there in the drugstore. You need that 90% or better to burn. And then something that used to be alive that is now dead, and that would be like a twig or a leaf or a pine needle, something small and dried. All of these elements are needed for your fire ceremony. You want to start by opening sacred space, and that means calling in your guides to be around you, especially at your back, to protect you while you do this ceremony. And then you'll also want to find a place where you won't be interrupted and you can be very comfortable and do this work. Now, you pour a little bit of this Epsom salt into your fireproof container. This is something you'll be able to use over and over again. You do not have to throw it out each time. Please keep using it until you feel done with it. And then when you're ready to change your Epsom salt, you'll save some of the old and add it into the new in order to help it burn better and to keep the lineage of healing moving forward. If you end up getting one from me, it'll have some of my ashes in it from past fires, so that'll be part of that healing lineage. Take the leaf that you've had ready to go and start to blow into it the hungry ghosts of the past. The things, the obstacles, the beliefs, the old memories that are holding you back, keeping you from moving forward in your life, keeping you from manifesting what you want. These could be old beliefs that I will always be poor, I'll never be able to make money, and you use your intention and your breath to blow that information into that leaf, into that twig. Now, why are we doing this? Because that piece of dead leaf or twig used to be alive, and it still holds the matrix of life, just like an empty hard drive can hold information but doesn't have anything in it anymore. So when you're blowing on it, you're transforming, you're transmitting your intention, your power, your communication, your words right into this leaf. It goes from energetic to a physical anchor. The reason this leaf holds this matrix of life is because it is life. It is bands of light that have become denser and denser to form matter, just like everything else around us. So it has this blank matrix ready to go. So go ahead and blow on the leaf and put into that leaf those things that you're ready to let go of. I release my fear of standing up for myself with my boss. I let go of the belief that I'll never find anyone as wonderful as my lover that I just lost. I release any obstacles to being able to have a baby or to attract a lover or to be healthy again. I bring my feelings of abandonment by my family to this leaf, and I let them go. Anything that's been holding you back, things that might have been revealed in sessions that you've had or in dreams, or you just know it's still hanging around and keeping you back, blow it into that leaf. Also, you want to put into the leaf those things you'd wish to manifest in your life, to have become reality for you. Let the universe know what it is you'd like to fill up inside of you that will replace these old patterns that you're getting rid of, these old hungry ghosts. So I invite things like this. Every day my relationship with myself and others grows more loving, honest, and kind. And I attract like-minded people into my life and enjoy excellent relationships with them. I have job satisfaction. I come into a more loving relationship with my, and name the relative, aunt, sister, mother, child. I am getting better every day. I attract money. I have all my finances in order, and I enjoy flowing money into my life every day. It's okay to ask for money. Money's part of our reality right now, isn't it? The one important thing to note is that this is for you. This is your fire ceremony. So it's not about you blowing the leaf for Aunt Susie or to get a benefit for someone else. It doesn't work that way. This is for you. Fire ceremony works just for you. And so when you do that, it negates the power of the ceremony. So remember to keep focused on you. You can't heal someone else with fire ceremony. This is for your healing, your shift, your change. So you keep loading up the leaf with the stuff you want to let go of and the things that you want to attract. And you can even have just two things. You know, you could blow in a leaf, the hungry ghosts of the past that are making me unhappy, and then blow in something positive like, and great, wonderful surprises today that make me enjoy life and reconnect with the pleasure of simply being here. Let's just say you just put those two things in your fire ceremony and you're great. You're done. Now put the leaf on the Epsom salts. Put a little bit of that alcohol on it, maybe a teaspoon, and then light it. When you light it on fire, you've begun the transmutation process. Fire is converting that anchored energy from the physical back into the energetic spiritual realm. And you'll brush your fingers over the tips of that fire, bringing that essence towards you, towards your energy body, and towards your chakras. Your chakras are the energy inputs for your energy system. And so when you brush this smoke, this transformation in, it re-informs your energetic body and the universe of what it is that you're wanting, what it is that you're changing, and how the universe can act on your behalf. So brush it in. Let the fire do its business, continuing to burn. You stay with it. Stay present with it. Don't try to alter the fire, making it burn faster or making it burn longer. Just let the fire be. Brush this essence towards you as long as you feel the urge to do so. When you feel complete, just stay with the fire until it's done. Never add alcohol to the burning fire. Very dangerous. You can be severely injured and start a fire, so do not do that. And when you are done, when the fire ceremony is complete, thank your guides, close sacred space, and know that you can always return to this as needed. Fire ceremony can be used as a tool, as I have described. It can also be one of your important tools to use if you're processing big emotions. So if you're really angry about something, go ahead and do a fire ceremony just about that. You can do fire ceremony more than once a day. When I've had big stuff going on in my life, I'll have my fire kit near me in my office, and I will several times during the day grab a leaf, blow a bunch of stuff in it, pop it in the salt, light it on fire, and do a very quick fire ceremony right there to keep transmuting the energy. This is a powerful shamanic tool that is also quantum physics, where we're using our intention and our energy and the power of fire to make shift happen. So instead of working at the slower physical level, we're working at the fast, higher vibration, energetic level. Even at the soul level, we can ask for changes that are that deep. So use this tool wisely, use it often, and let me know when you have stories to tell. I love hearing them. Thank you.